Life is a banquet. And the tragedy is that most people are starving to death. See, that's what I'm really talking about. It's a nice story of some people on a raft off the coast of Brazil who were perishing from thirst, and they had no idea that the water they were floating on was fresh water. See, the river was coming out into the sea with such force that it went on for a couple of miles. They had fresh water right there. They had no idea of it. So it's like we're surrounded with joy, with happiness, with love. And most people have no idea whatsoever of this. Reason, they're brainwashed. Reason, they're hypnotized. They're asleep. Imagine a stage magician who hypnotizes someone, and this person is seeing what isn't there and not seeing what is there. That's what it's all about. Repent and accept the good news. Repent. Wake up. Not weep for your sins. What are you going to do weeping for your sins? Which you committed in the first place because you were asleep anyway. Are you going to cry because of what you did in your hypnotized state? Why do you want to identify with that guy? Wake up, repent, put on a new mind, take on a new way of looking at things. For the kingdom is here. It's the rare Christian who takes that seriously. Now I said to you, the first thing you need to wake up is to face the fact that you don't like being woken up. You'd much rather have all of these things which you were hypnotized into believing are so precious to you, so important to you, so important for your life and your survival. Second, understand. Understand that maybe you've got the wrong ideas. And it is these ideas that are influencing your life and making it the mess that it is and keeping you asleep. Ideas about love, ideas about freedom, ideas about happiness, etc. And it isn't easy to listen to someone who would challenge those ideas of yours that have come to be so precious to you. You know, they've made some interesting studies in brainwashing.